This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallux's Map of Medicine.
Again.
Don't knock the game, nurse. It's my marvellous map of medicine. I've invented it to show you loads of medical places you might visit and the medical people who you might meet there. It's going to help us with some seriously sick questions. Hold up. Like this one. Let's open the video phone.
Call accepted.
Hallux's Happy Health Help Desk.
I keep getting tonsillitis, so I have to have an operation called tonsillectomy. The doctor says I'll be put to sleep. I'm a bit scared. Can you tell me more about what happened? Because when they put my cat to sleep, she came back in a shoebox.
That's very sad. Right, first things first. When doctors talk about putting people to sleep for operations, it's totally not the same as what vets do with poorly pets. Not the same at all. There's a good dog. Anaesthetists are doctors who are sleep specialists and they're in charge of putting you to sleep for operations. I've got some great facts about them in my map of medicine. But first, let's find out a bit more about tonsillitis. Over to you, nurse, for the clinical crunch.
Clinical crunch. Whoops.
Your tonsils are at the back of your throat. If you open your mouth wide enough, you'll see two fleshy lumps at the back of your throat. Tonsillitis is when the tonsils get infected, making them swell up. And that hurts. Sometimes tonsils get so big that it makes it hard to breathe at night. Tonsillitis normally goes away by itself, but sometimes you may need some antibiotics. And if you keep getting it, your doctor might suggest removing them so you can breathe better. This is called a tonsillectomy.
Not nice. Thanks, nurse. Tonsillectomies are just one sort of operation that are done while you're fast asleep and the person who puts you to sleep is the anaesthetist at the hospital. Let's check out the map of medicine to find out more about them.
Opening the map of medicine.
Right, so you're going into hospital and you're going to have an op to sort your tonsils out. You might have to stay in overnight. Bit scary, but better than feeling as rough as rhino's pants. Could have been an elephant there. Whatever. So you've got all settled in and it's time for your op. Sorry, that's not helpful, is it? Let me just change that. That's better. You'll meet the anaesthetist before your operation, sometimes on the ward, and then in a little room near the operating theatre where he or she will listen to your chest and heart to make sure you're fit for the op. They'll put three small white dots on your chest and arms. This isn't because they like playing dot to dot for a laugh. The dots are connected to a machine that monitors your heartbeats and makes a beep, beep, beep sort of noise. Cool, blimey, not like that. Yep, more or less like that. They'll also put a little clip or ring on your finger, which sometimes pinches a bit. Let's just say it's a snug fit. Ouch! Easy on the finger. This is called an oximeter, and it monitors the amount of oxygen in your blood by shining a red light on your skin. Pretty clever for a light, or what? Now the good bit. The anaesthetist will give you a medicine to make you sleep, either in an injection in your hand or arm, or by you breathing some gas in a mask over your mouth. It's amazing stuff because whilst you're asleep, it stops you feeling anything during the operation, and the anaesthetist's job is to make sure you stay asleep too, so there's no chance of waking up. Being under anaesthetic isn't like being asleep at home. It's really deep sleep. Deeper than that, you can't feel anything when you're under. All right. Gee whiz, sounded like an elephant was doing the snoring there. And whilst you're asleep, the surgeons can remove your tonsils and make sure they won't be bothering you again. When the operation is finished, the anaesthetist will give you another medicine to make you wake up, but you won't remember a thing about what's happened.
That's right. And although tonsillectomies can make your throat a little sore for a week or two, the good news is, with no tonsils, no more tonsillitis, ever.
Let's have a quick disgusting detail, nurse. There's just time before we go.
If you insist.
Disgusting detail.
In 1846, before anaesthetic was invented, surgery was a terrifying last resort, a final attempt to save life. Some doctors used alcohol and morphine to dull the pain, but patients were wide awake and were often held or strapped down.
Nasty! No need for any of that these days, thanks to those brilliant anaesthetists. Time for us to go, but before you join us again, why not explore Map of Medicine for yourself?
Professor Hullock's Map of Medicine is produced by Fun Kids, with support from the Wellcome Trust.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from the children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.